For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good evening. You're tuned into Faces of Success Radio on the platform called That Part. Yeah, that's right, That Part. We got something going on really strong and intimate, and it's going to take you way back in the day. We have actually Mr. Arnell Carmichael from the group Radio. Legendary, may I repeat, Arnell Carmichael. We got a real nice interview coming up for you guys just about 10 minutes after the hour. So stay tuned with us for the exclusive interview for tonight. It's going to take you way back.
Cause I think the whole world does, and you can't change that, no, no.
You may change a dollar bill.
Tuning in. You are tuned in to Fat Fart Radio. I'm your host, Pearl J. We got a very exclusive interview coming up on about the 10 minutes after the hour, give or take, with R&B group radio featuring Arnell Carmichael. Yes, the legendary Mr. Arnell Carmichael. We want you guys to stay tuned, call in, ask questions, whatever you got to do, but we're getting ready to get down and funky right here on facesofsuccessradio.com. Please stay tuned in. Don't change that dial.
If I could go a million miles away, I'd write you a letter each and every day. Cause honey, nothing can ever change the love I have for you. Only you can make me weep, oh yeah, and you can make me cry. When you see me coming, and you just pass me by, well, girl, there ain't nothing
are the apple of my eye. Your cherry pie, baby. Oh, you know your cake and ice cream. Oh, your sugar and spice and everything nice, baby. And guess what? You're the girl of my dreams. Oh, oh. If you wanted to leave and you wanted to roam, and when you get back, I'll just say, welcome home, honey, 'cause there ain't nothing,
nothing,
no, 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 no. You know there ain't nothing, no, no, no.
Now, you just heard from Chris Jasper, his new release called Nothing Can Change This Love. And before that, you heard from Ray Parker Jr. himself, A Woman Needs Love, just like you do. And just as we promise you, we do have in the studio now Mr. Arnell Carmichael, legendary Arnell Carmichael on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. Welcome to our studio. How are you this evening?
Fine. How's everybody doing out there?
I'm fine. We are so happy to have you as a guest on this evening. And I kind of wanted just to say first, I want to send, you know, our condolences out. I know that you guys just lost a member of the group. And I just wanted to really say to you that we send out our condolences to the rest of the radio family. And thank you for taking out the time this evening to do this interview with us. So,
well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. And so I have a lot to jump into with you, and I wanted to ask you what sparked your passion for music and led you onto your musical path.
That has been so long ago. What sparked it all was a family group called the Carmichael Movement, which was not the source. The source was my father, who had a company called D-Town Records about 8 houses away from where Motown stood. The competition for Motown was D-Town. And as young kids, we would practice with my Uncle Jerry continuously, meeting a lot of the artists and a lot of the people. And when we decided to keep going, it was so much live work in Detroit at that time. It was like the catalyst. It was like a springboard where you just could keep working. Until the club owners were saying, well, you guys better get a record. We kept working
right
at it and, you know, working at it. And we just continued. I just kept going, you know.
So can you provide a brief background on radio for context before diving into the specific questions?
If you're looking for – you know, what was the catalyst or the source or the format? Most of the groups that are that are out there that have a name of a group. You know, you usually have a couple of people that get together, maybe even three or four to get together and say, this is what's going to happen. Well, the catalyst for radio was Ray Parker Jr. And because he was a young guy at the time, a session player and a songwriter, and went to concert work with Stevie Wonder, Spinners, Ruth Franklin, Marvin Gaye, a lot of people, Barry White, he was looking to kind of make a form a group of musicians that could actually work. So I was in Detroit, Michigan, and along with Vincent Bonham, who just recently passed, we had Ray Parker had produced a record on a group called Energy, and I was in that group. So as the product is on YouTube for anybody who wants to find out what Energy MC Square was, those two things kind of exploded. Ray Parker then began to get even more attention from record companies. And after he finished the record with us, he had other songs that he was shopping, and it kind of just threw him right into the universe, I would say, with Clive Davis, and it became radio so that he could have a group. And Vincent Bonham, Gary Knight, and myself, we worked on the first record, and the rest is history.
All right. So I know we kind of, you know, did a quick little rundown, but I do want to ask you, how do you define the essence of the music you typically produce and perform, and can you elaborate on joining radio in 1977?
Well, again, like I said, if we go back to joining, I was in a group that was called Energy MC Square, and after having had a project that was produced here in Detroit, and then Ray deciding to produce a musical in the group, I got the phone call to come back to California and be a singer on a group that he was forming with Clive Davis and Arista. That was a very interesting time because a lot of the individuals who are receiving contracts during that time, you know, you had to have like some kind of background, some kind of history. And again, he had a lot of history. He had played on so many sessions. When I think about how I got there, Sylvester Rivers, which I never really said this before, so it's something new. Sylvester Rivers, Coltrane and Ray Parkers, Ollie Brown. I could just name so many other people that I met that most of these guys were professional session player musicians. So I had walked into a situation where I was allowed to learn and work with some of the top, you know, musicians in 1977-78. So getting in it, it was like maybe joining a professional baseball team or football team or something like that for anybody that doesn't have quite the imagination, because not many 18-year-old kids or teenagers before they're 19, you know, have played on a bunch of records. I got there right before a lot of things would happen, you know, on a major level. A lot of groups weren't really signed. So by the time 78 rolled around and you start getting this floodgate of R&B music, you know, from that type of environment. So it's really, really cool. I mean, no computers, go into the studio, finish it unlimited studio time because he owned the studio. And we just all had a bunch of fun. I mean, it just, it's such an amazing pattern to go back over, you know, and really kind of like put it under a microscope. It was a very interesting time. I met a lot of people and did a lot of stuff. Yep.
Yes. Well, I want to ask you, can you walk us through your creative process and how you bring your music ideas to life? And additional to that, let's discuss your contribution to the Grammy-winning song Ghostbusters with Ray Parker Jr.
I'm laughing because I remember when he called me for that. To the listeners, I know you hear a lot that where he has his videos of how he made the song, and I think I was home with my family at the time, and it was like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and Ray said to me, you know, every time you do a record with me, it always becomes a hit. So you got to come out here and put some of your parts on here so we can make sure that this thing is a hit. I was like, wow. So the process that we would go through is I'd spend a lot of time with Ray Parker, especially in the early days of the record. He would break out with his little tape machine, and no matter where I was, I could be in Detroit, Michigan, he'd call me up and go, I got an idea. And he said, sing this part, and I'd sing it over the phone. And he says, okay, I'll get you the airplane ticket. I'll put you on the plane. You'll be back in California, and we start that next album. But by the time Ghostbusters came around, now you have a formula that you know how you work. So I knew that when I got to the studio that the song would be pretty much close, and all I had to do was come in and sing some of the parts that he requested. And I'll never forget this one time after the record had really made it very big, and he called me up and he said, you know, I want to make sure that I get you on a lot of this stuff, so can you sing some of the stuff over? Because I had a studio in Detroit on Ghostbusters, and I didn't realize that I had sang more parts that you really don't know or hear. You know, you just hear what the song is doing. So, of course, everybody knows it. Yeah, 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 yeah. But then there were other parts that I sang on. So a lot of people, you know, you get carried away. You want to go overboard. Most of the time I was doing what was requested. You keep a great attitude, you're always on time, and things just work itself out. We have had so many discussions about how this song just won't die. So that's
wow.
Thankful, grateful, you know, it's a thankful and grateful situation now. But, yeah, there's a lot of parts if you really listen to the song. A lot of parts.
Amen. And we have that song, Ghostbusters, in our studio right now. We're going to go to a break right now. Everybody that is listening and tuning in, we have R&B Group Radio featuring Arnell Carmichael with us right now, and we're going to play Ghostbusters for you.
All right.
welcome.
Jr., the Grammy-winning song, you guys, Ghostbusters. That song takes me back to so many memories, Mr. Carmichael,
yeah,
when I was younger. And so it's just so exciting. Just, I mean, because we listen to it from time to time, but just to listen to it again, it just really brings back a lot of great memories. And
a lot of memories,
ask you, reflecting on your past performances, are there any venues that you performed at that hold a special place in your heart?
Wow, that's an interesting question. I'll have to say Madison Square Garden. Because one of the things that happened for radio was such a crossover market that there was a No Nukes concert. I can't think of the actual date. And we were on the stage with a lot of the top acts, Black and White, for, I think they had just Chernobyl. Something happened with the nuclear plants in Chernobyl. So they held a No Nukes concert, and it had a lot of people on it. I never will forget that. That was very, very memorable. Very memorable.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so let's talk about, do you have any upcoming shows we should look out for?
I'm sure there is. I've been on like a break the last month doing some new stuff that I'm working on, and I have been working on my Iron Nail Derrick Jazz Band, so I've been doing some of that stuff. But we're scheduled to go out with quite a few acts, one being a friend of mine, Randy Hall. I don't know if you've heard of him. And we're putting together a old-school show that will feature about three or four different acts. Radio featuring Iron Nail Carmichael, Randy Hall, and quite a few other acts that we've been working on. So I was kind of glad because we had been working quite a bit. Just came off of the Soul Train cruise, and then I went straight out to an 80s cruise with Ray Parker. And so when I got back, I was like, give me some time. Can I just get a break, you know, just to get some things started, you know? So that's pretty much going on. But you will hear some pretty incredible dates coming up probably in June. Feel free to call me or anybody listening to call the Rogers Entertainment Online, Facebook. You know, we're always interested in working in this old school market. I'm having such a great time working on some new stuff and just doing my jazz thing, too.
All right. Well, I know between 1978 and 1982, you guys did 4 gold records. What was that like for you?
Well, the first one was probably very exciting. And that was, of course, the radio record. It had Vincent Bonham, again, Jerry Knight, bless his soul. He's passed away, too. So let's, you know, put our condolences to his family if they're listening. That was a lot of fun because when we got the gold record for the radio album, I was in Florida, and I can remember we had just did a concert in the Florida area at a place called High Lie. It was some kind of concert with Rick James. And as we were coming back to California on the airplane, Clive Davis had worked it out that we got our gold record in that airport, which I thought was very interesting. How the heck did he pull that off? So we got our gold record in the airport. A lot of people were, I guess, everywhere. And we, you know, of course, go on to do more dates and more stuff. Second record, which was another, like, in the timeline. The second one, which would be You Can't Change That. Jerry has now gone. Vincent is not in the group anymore. And my brother is entering the group. Larry Talbert is in the group. We did have Charles Fearing coming in at that point. You Can't Change That really stood out. And I liked that song because it was kind of an advancement from Jeff and Jill to a more of a pop or more of a like a spinner kind of R&B kind of record. I really was excited about that record. And I can't remember where we were. We got gold records after that one because that was, of course, in the Rock On album. I remember two places because that was the record that we would then get more of like a kind of like a romantic sound. That album was a very romantic album to me. And Ray and myself also wrote a song called Until the Morning Comes. So it was a lot of fun for that record. So you got now 3 gold records, right? 2 places. That's actually the last record my brother worked on. Darren London Carmichael, who's in Japan, Charles Fearing, he's deciding he's not going to be around after that record. And then we go on to do A Woman Needs Love, which originally that was me singing. And for some reason, it didn't feel right. Maybe it was a different key or whatever that happens. And that's when I said to Ray Parker, you know what? You should sing that song. And so he sang the song and he was going to erase it. And I'm so glad that he didn't because it became a hit record. I was the record. I encouraged him. You go on and sing it. Go ahead. You know, you can tell the story, right? So that record is where also Clive and the company decided they wanted to kind of push Ray Parker forward. And I was like, do your thing. We still received gold records for that one. So that was like kind of like coming to a close, not an end, but just the close of that period. It wasn't sad for me because I was on my way back to Detroit to come back, you know, to start just new things, a new adventure. And we've been together ever since. It's still, when you think it was going to end, that gold record came, and it didn't end because now the American public, the world public is really loving who radio is. We do so many dates in Japan. The song, it's called It's Time to Party Now, which is actually on the Two Places album. That became big all over the world, and I didn't even know that it was big in Australia and in Spain. I didn't know that. But in Japan, it became the number one song and also the number one karaoke song in that country. So when we started working in Japan, it became incredible. It was like, what the heck is going on? Because I stopped. I had actually from after Ghostbusters, about 86 to about 91. No, 96, because 99's got to come up. And Jerry Knight died. Larry Talbot had passed away. And we just started back around. I came back into the old fold about like 1999, which is the World Trade Center event that happened there. And we were in Japan when that happened. So those experiences of the gold record, yeah, it was amazing. All of the, when you look at the time period and what's going on, those type of songs, which to me, for a lot of people might be listening, we were a self-contained act and we did R&B based alternative, you know, like adult contemporary type songs, whereas there was George Clinton, so we did have, for those who like the crew, there was Midnight Star, so we had other songs that kind of put us in a very good mode that lasted for such a long time. Such a long time, yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, that is awesome. And we have a woman needs love in the studio. For those of you that just are tuning in, we have an exclusive interview with R&B Group Radio featuring Arnell Carmichael with us, the legendary, I got letting everybody know, the legendary Arnell Carmichael. So we're going to play a woman needs love just like you do. And you know what? That was one of my old-time favorites. I used to wear that song out.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, the story. The storyline of that song.
Woman needs love just like you do, and that is a fact. And yes, the storyline on that song was off the hook. I mean, I must have played it 2,000 times in my lifetime or more. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah, that's really
and then Jack
out there.
And Jill. Yeah, and Jack and Jill, the storyline on that, you know, just like a lot of people use those songs as message music and, you know, and especially if you're having some type of complications in your relationship, those songs meant a lot to people and especially women back then. And so, so that, you know, it touched a lot of people to home. And so I want to say, if someone is interested in booking you now, is there a certain website they can go to? Can you give our listeners information for booking?
Yeah, there are many ways to do it. There is, of course, online, Rogers Entertainment. There is the original radio site. There's online. You got Arnell Carmichael online. I would say a phone number would be let's see, how can I say that? That would be probably 734-709-8419. That's the memory I'm trying to remember. You know, we're just having so much fun delivering this particular catalog, especially in a time when you've got so much of this hip-hop. And I never forget, like, when I was leaving California and it's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder, keep from going under. It's like so many rap songs that come out, but we're holding R&B up with these songs. You know, we're delivering something that should be paid attention to as, you know, like who we are, you know, what we represent, not just radio, but what happens with terrestrial radio, all of the promoters and DJs who are, you know, who spent their lives making a pop music that touches everybody. So that's what I get from it. I don't know what everybody else gets from it, but I have a ball listening to it.
Yeah, those songs really hit close to home. And, you know, I don't think that, you know, another 20 years from now, those songs will still have everybody moving around. You know, I just truly believe that because music has changed so much since then. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and the message that is going out in music, you know. And so I want to say we're almost out of time. I want to thank you for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio. I want to know, is there any message you would like for your fans to hear today in our studio?
Well, I think I would add, you know, to everybody, just be thankful and grateful. You know, just be honestly thankful and grateful because you never know, you know, where your life is going to lead you or what you're going to be dealing with tomorrow. So, you know, just be appreciative of who you are and what you got going on.
Yeah, and I want to say to you, Mr. Carmichael, this is not my first time with an interview with you, and you are always so humble. And I just want to thank you, you know, maybe, you know, that has a whole lot to do with your music and, you know, your part in radio. but I just want to tell you that, you know, you guys will forever be in my heart, a part of my history, and I really appreciate,
you
know, all that you brought to the music industry. I also want to thank you from all of our team on Faces of Success Radio for being a guest on Faces of Success. And I want to say thank you once again. We're going to go out with a song that you guys did. If you'd like to introduce it, you can't change that. Again, let our listeners know how that song developed.
Well, I can honestly say that song's history got a boost from Clive Davis during a period when we just thought the song wasn't going to be as long. It's just one of my favorite radio songs, for sure. It carried our career on a long way. So, ladies and gentlemen, take a listen to it. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Well, thank you. Once again, this is an exclusive interview with R&B Group Radio featuring Arnell Carmichael. We want to thank you again for being a guest. Here is You Can't Change That. Have a good night. We are out of time.
Bye-bye.
Right now, you guys, that was radio. You can't change that. And for those of you that are just now tuning in, we just had live in the studio exclusive interview with R&B Group Radio featuring Arnell Carmichael.
We are out of time. If you guys want to listen to the interview, it will be posted on the website at facesofsuccessradio.com. Thank you for tuning in with us. This is That Part Radio Show. I am your host, Pearl J, on facesofsuccessradio.com.
Genuine pressure-relieving Tempur-Pedic mattresses are never 50% off. Until now. During our amazing Tempur-Pedic closeout event at Mattress Land, save up to 50% off all Tempur-Pedic Adapt floor models. That could mean thousands in savings. But don't wait. Quantities are limited. Plus, get 60-month special financing, free local delivery, and all back with our low price promise. Going on now at Mattress Land. Nobody does it better.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.